being an actress in my school drama, because my school drama is usually played in English, and then we normally read a lot of scripts, and then writing the scripts or listening to some English music, so that to find the background music, lots of things were involved in English, and that my director is also a foreigner, so normally we speak in English and chat in English, and then this is quite an interesting way to learn English, because I love drama, so that I will read some plays, some classical plays, and then read some Shakespeare scripts, for example Macbeth or Pandora or something like that. So my interest, I think it's a more vivid way to let me learn English, yeah.
Well, that's great. So was it at university or in secondary school?
In secondary school, yeah.
I see. So what other fun, you know, other than, I think, acting and, like you said, writing scripts and listening to English music, what else did you enjoy in the drama experience?
I think speaking in a fluent, speaking fluent English is a difficult work for me, because it needs so much evidence, I know, it needs so much confidence, and then memorizing the script is a tough work for me. Yeah,
but it's okay. I think, you know, and like you said, you have passion for drama, and I think it can help you to overcome that challenge. And yeah, also I want to ask, do you have a favorite play out of all the plays you've participated in?
Yes, Pandora, because it talks about the some evil things inside a human being, for example, greed, lust, and the story tells us that we have hope in the world. So this hope can, I don't know, to prevent us falling in a trap or something like that, yeah.
I see, and I think I agree with you. Having hope does sometimes help us to keep venturing on our, you know, life challenges. And since, you know, you're interested in this kind of books that that projects this message, I was wondering, like, what kind of books do you pick when you're, you know, reading? You know,
I never finished any one of the English book in my life. I just read for around 20 pages, and then I read the back of the book, and then I understand the story, and I start writing the reading report. So I never read, completely finish a book.
That's all right. Yeah, you know, like supposed to hear, like when you're doing research or just for assignments, like have you come across any other, you know, materials here in this poster, like Wikipedia accounts, so like
Narnia, and then some magazine. If it is a must to read, because maybe about some fashion that I really like, and so that I will read it, and then dictionary or some thesaurus to for the composition for the writing, and then no more. Some comics, maybe some comics. I forget that comics. It's a cute boy. I don't know. That is
like
a
Captain Pan.
I like Captain Pan.
Yes, I think it's really cute.
Yeah. One more. So many. It's a whole series. But what is it?
It's just a guy with the
red
head,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
It's like so many tiny. You
yeah,
have
yeah.
to spot it.
Yes.
Oh, I remember that, but I don't know what.
Wally.
Yeah,
Wally.
I should write it. I should write it down. Wally.
Yeah, no more. Some games info will arouse my interest to read that book.
I see. So one just one final question. You said you enjoyed, you know, participating in drama, and if you have time in university, would you join a drama club to kind of, you know, explore your interest again?
If I have a chance, I will play the drama again, but I won't play English drama again, because why I play English drama is because I have no choice in my secondary school. But if I have a choice, I will definitely choose Cantonese, because I can, it is more easy for me to express my ideas and feelings, and then English has never been my first first choice and my mother language, so I won't choose English anymore.
Okay.
But I can share one more reading experience that I hate, because my major is studying Chinese studies, China studies, and then all my professor is from, for example, Yale or Cambridge, studying China, is a China expert, but they teach in English. And then reading the analect, I almost die in reading the analect, because it's very difficult to understand Confucian's concept in English. And then I found out that some of the analect content is a little bit wrong in translation. And then even my professor is a China expert or analect expert. It's not their fault to understand wrongly about the Confucian concept. It's because analect have some translation problems. And then one interesting experience that I don't know, have you ever read Guanzhou in Chinese book Ziging, the first poem in Chinese classical book? And then the translation is Quang Quang, the osprey said. It's very awkward, because English translation of some classic books is you have to translate the Baguaman, Manyiman, into you translate the Manyiman to Baguaman first, and then the English is translate the Baguaman. So lots of the it's so obvious, the message is so obvious, but it did not involve the Chinese
element.
Yeah, because Chinese like to read something is some hidden message, some confident message in the words, but not directly tell you the conveyed message. Yeah.